Things Turning 100 This Year by KBPS alum Tim Underwood.
Oh, yes!
We have no bananas. We have no bananas today.
Disney hits the century mark in 2023. And like the famed studio, KBPS has been home to its share of animated characters throughout the years.
What a way to run a radio station. What are you, a petty functionary there? How come you don't know anything?
The Bulldozer is celebrating its 100th. And just like this well-oiled machine, broadcast classes at the old 1450 are still running, clearing a path for outgoing graduates of the radio program to help build their dream careers. The Cotton Swab turns 100 this year. KBPS went through thousands of them back in the days of swabbing the heads of tape machines to bring you clear, quality programming like this.
I wonder what's happening to Judy and Jimmy and the Cinnamon Bear. They were captured by the Inca Boots, strange people made out of blotting paper with their faces drawn on in ink.
And while we had No Bananas, published the very same year and day that KBPS was assigned its original call letters KFIF, we did have our share of carrots.
And this has been a very special day.
And a very special year. The writing, voicing, editing, and mixing of this little production were all disciplines I learned 40-plus years ago at KBPS, and skills I continue to use every day at my recording studio. Happy 100th, and thank you, KBPS.
We have an old banana. We have an old banana today.
Good evening from the studios of radio station KBPS, located in the Benson Polytechnic High School. We bring you the 35th anniversary broadcast of KBPS.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Happy 50th anniversary, KBPS. You're now older than the FCC.
Temple Empson, former director of communications for the city of Portland, remembers his experiences as a student at Benson and as an operator for KFIF.
Well, I'm afraid the bulk of the emphasis was keeping the station on the air, and the technical part of it was what we were interested in. And
the community and the schools used the station for a growing number of special educational and informational programs as the years passed. In 1930, the call letters were changed to KBPS. Until 1939, the entire expense of operating and maintaining this unique communications tool was borne by the student body of Benson. And this year, the Board of Education was approached with the possibility of taking over the financial burden of KBPS, since it was now being used for the benefit of the entire school system. The board agreed, and in August of the same year, hired Hazel Kenyon to take charge of the radio station halftime and teach English halftime. Needless to say, she was greeted with something less than a warm reception by the male staff. She did, however, accomplish her mission. The station grew and strengthened its roots in the schools and the community while training aspiring broadcasters. In 1941, Hazel Kenyon resigned. The position was then given to gifted and dedicated Mary Elizabeth Gilmore, who remembers her days at the station during the trying times of World War II.
I went to KBPS in the fall of 1941, and I was there until I resigned in June of 1947.
This is what the programming sounded like in the late 1940s.
You're in tune with the nation's only high school-operated standard broadcast station, KBPS, the voice of the Portland Public Schools in Portland, Oregon.
Lest we forget the American dream.
And she's ready to give her birthday greeting.
The leader of us all, Dr. Patricia Swenson.
Thank you.
All station managers pay attention to student staff chiefs.
because student staff chiefs, as are all student chiefs of staff in all the areas, are very special people. And this has been a very special day. As you know, those of you who heard me on the air throughout Pledge Week knew that I have not been on the air at all today. This was Students' Day. This was Grads' Day. This was Listeners' Day. We've had so many listeners come to see us. This was Programmers' Day. This was Underwriters' Day. This was Advisory Council Members' Day. Every person who contributes to the fabric of this station, one of their representatives came today. And Kathy, wasn't it great to meet them?
It was fantastic.
I had the opportunity to speak with KBPS station manager Dr. Patricia Swenson on the eve of our 61st birthday. Here on tape is that interview. How exactly was KBPS started?
Well, Kevin, I think it's a fascinating story. Apparently, three students from Benson were downtown, and they went past a store called Stubbs Electric Company, and there in the window was this sign that said, "For sale, radio station, $1,800. Well, they were just fascinated by it, and I guess hustled back to Benson and talked to the principal and to the drawing instructor and to the physics instructor, who was in charge, I believe, of the ham operators club, and said, "Could we possibly take student body funds and buy this radio station?" Well, I've always said that it was a happy day for Portland when those three administrators, Mr. Cleveland, Mr. Allingham, and Mr. Stevens, said yes, because look what it's done for the commercial broadcasting industry in our city.
Sports broadcasts have always been an important part of the KBPS program schedule. In the early days, two Benson instructors would race from their classrooms after school to broadcast the various sports events from remote locations. Gradually, students were trained in this area. Today, a vigorous program teaches students who are accepted from a citywide competition the fundamentals of football and basketball play-by-play. Such people as Art Ekman and Hal Childs are products of this training. The current manager of KBPS, Dr. Patricia Swenson, feels that this is one of the most important areas of student training, as well as a service to the people of Portland, by airing the top PIL game of the week during the respective seasons. Here is a sample of one of our student sportscasters.
Ronnie Coleman basketball again. That's his second and the second team on the Democrats here in the second half. Colonials will inbound. Across the way is Brian Mason. Mason does go to Paul Menley. Menley dribbling left handed.
What were the early programs on KFIF like?
Well, after they got it rebuilt and got it so that it would get on the air one night a week, and one of the historical accounts in an old tech pep that I read said that they would go off the air to listen for distress calls from ships at sea. But the programs mostly came in those early days from the community. Radio, you know, in March 1923, 61 years ago, was just an infant, and everybody wanted to take part, so it was very much a community program.
May of 1971 brought another milestone in the life of this public radio station. For the first time, a live interconnected network came into being for public stations across the country. Now it was no longer necessary to share programs with other stations by tape recording. Music, news, and special features were now available live on National Public Radio. Each weeknight, Monday through Friday, KBPS carries the NPR 90-minute newscast, All Things Considered. This program looks beyond the hard news of the day into the events and people behind the stories.
One of the things we're most known for now is our instructional programming. When did that start, and how did it get underway?
Well, in the early 30s, one of the school district superintendents knew that radio was selling soap, and he had the idea that you could educate kids with it and sell education and share information with the community. So he invented three program series, really, and they were on the air at night because, of course, there were no sets in the schools. Receiving sets is what they called them, and there were none in the school. So the children were prepared by their teachers to listen to these three series, and they were tested the next day. And one of them, of course, was on civics, or, you know, local government. And if you look at that list, the mayor came and discussed the problems of the city, and I always was interested in seeing that the head of the garbage department talked about solid waste, and we're still talking about that now.
As the communications medium expands, so does KBPS. Later in the program, we'll tell you about our newest expansion of community service programming. In this short time, it has been impossible to tell you the entire story of KBPS over the last 50 years, but we hope that this small portion has helped you to know us a little bit better. We've come a long way since those early days in 1923. Try us sometime. We think you'll like us. I'm Frank Bonacquisti. Stay tuned for the continuation of this celebration of 50 years of careers and Turned On Air.
So you'd say, overall, that's perhaps what you're the most proud of in the illustrious history of KBPS as
yes.
we head into our next 60
yes.
years of history.
I think that this has been one of the most rewarding. It is such a rewarding job because you get to work with talented, gifted, dedicated kids. And your staff who comes to work here, you know, I know, we've got crowded quarters, lots of work to be done, and yet there's something about pride in the station and its service to the community that makes me prouder. I feel that way when I ask you, as a member of our staff, what makes you proudest in your work with our students, since that's your major responsibility?
I really don't know if there's just one thing. On one hand, it's when a student has been through the program, I think, and then comes back and lets us know how they're doing. Even if they're not necessarily working in radio or TV, they may be going through a college program. Several have gone into the military. But they come back and let us know how they're doing, and that always gives us a good feeling to let us know that they cared enough about going through the program and cared enough about the staff here that they'll come back and sort of check in with us.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, I'm also really proud of the staff that we've had going through the program and the progress that they've made and the development we've made. And I think we've got a really talented staff, and I feel lucky just to get the opportunity to come to work and work with them every day.
Hi, this is Steve Naganuma, Benson High School KBPS graduating class of 1975, and I was also the one of the radio teachers, KBPS radio teachers, from 1997 through 2021 when I retired.
KBPS Portland, it's 10 o'clock with Steve Naganuma and Summer Sound 75, a program that gives you information of jobs and job alternatives for Portland youth, combined with news, sports, and a whole lot of good music. Pointer Sisters, and Yes We Can.
But I just wanted to say happy birthday to KBPS. Happy 100th birthday.
KBPS and many people are on their way to Alaska to find work right now. Hold on. Yvonne Pace has news for you. Coming up at 10:15 on Summer Sound News.
My senior year at Benson, I was chief of remotes. So basically, I was the student in charge of setting up the equipment or making sure that one of the other students had the proper training to go to a football stadium or basketball gymnasium and set up the broadcast equipment to get the sports, play-by-play on the radio.
KBPS, it's 10:21 with Steve Naganuma on Summer Sound 75, and the sun is just starting to come out, and it looks so nice. Oh, there's David Boy and Fame.
Even to this day, I kind of still feel a part of KBPS because I'm a Portland Public Schools substitute teacher. So I'm frequently at Benson. I interact with a lot of the KBPS current students and Jacob Patterson, the current radio teacher for KBPS. So I really don't feel like I've, you know, even though I did officially retire in 2021, I don't really feel like I've walked away from KBPS. I still feel a part of the station.
KBPS with Steve Naganuma. It's 10:39, and this is the last week of Summer Sound 75, so we're going to have to just get down. All right. There's KC and the Sunshine Band on Summer Sound 75. Hit it.
It's a great program. After taking KBPS as a student, my junior year, at the very end of my junior year, I was hired to be a weekend DJ on FM 97.1. So I can speak very highly of the radio program and just really feel that it is one of the bright spots in my high school days that affected my adult life. So once again, happy 100th birthday to KBPS and many, many more years to come.
KBPS, it's 11:57 with Steve Naganuma, and this is all for Summer Sound 75 today, and Dave Tribal will be with you tomorrow at 10 o'clock, along with the rest of the newscasters, with more news, sports, and music. And this is my last day, and I just wanted to tell you what a great time I've had this summer, and I just hope you enjoyed listening to Summer Sound 75 with me as much as I've enjoyed doing it. And believe it or not, this is really the last song that I'll ever play for you. Edward Bear on Summer Sound 75. Bye now.
Did you know I'd go to sleep and leave the lights on?
87, 10:31, Dave Tribal on a Wednesday with a request live for you at 234-5469. Right now, these are the Eagles. Best of My Love. Summer Sound 77. Time for a little R-E-S-P-E-C-T for yourself. Aretha, right?
What you...
KBPS Summer Sound 77, 11:22. Your handyman is here, Dave Tribal.
With James Taylor.
That's going to do it for Summer Sound 77 for today. We'll be back tomorrow. Dave Tribal would like to thank you and thank my engineer, Bob. Anything you'd like to say?
No.
So long. Bye.
We're going hopping. We're going hopping today.
Help support the Seeing Sound and have a great evening of fun with Present Tense.
KBPS Portland, it's 10 o'clock and the Summer Sound is 75. I'm Scott Young, be with you till noon today. We'll be bringing you news of jobs, job alternatives for Portland youth, coming events in the Portland area, and sports with Robert Houston, and a lot of good music. KBPS Summer Sound, it's 10:04 on a Tuesday morning with Paul McCartney and Wings from their album Venus and Mars. KBPS Summer Sound 75 and Scott Young at 10:27 on a Tuesday morning. If there's a song you'd like to hear, the number to dial is 234-5460. Here's America. The moment has finally arrived, the very last song of the very last day of Summer Sound 75. About all I can say is I've had a whole lot of fun this summer, and I searched the record library here high and low today, trying to find an appropriate song to close with, and I finally found this one by the Beach Boys.
When some heartbreaker tries to put me down and says it's good.
KBPS Portland with Summer Sound 75.
KBPS Summer Sound, 1977, soon to be changed to 1978 next year. Hey, listen, baby, I know you hate to see Summer Sound go as much as we do. After all, that means school's starting again. Summer Sound, 77, John Park, at 25 minutes till 11 o'clock. It's Friday, the last day of Summer Sound, and we want to get down. Okay, I hope that's all right with you.
Joe Walsh on Summer Sound 79 at 10:31. This is Kevin Riley. I'd like to thank Kevin Flink for sitting in for me the first half hour this morning. On a Tuesday, I was off registering for school. That's right, just a few days away. Getting ready for school, and the big chief, KF, sat in for me for the first half hour. For those of you who do speak English, few clouds this morning with sunny afternoons today and tomorrow. Highs both days near 80 with the lows in the upper 50s. The chance of rain is only 10% or less through tomorrow. Currently we are 65 at KBPS.
My name is
Paul Schindler,
and I was the chief of staff at KBPS in the 69-70 school year. It wasn't possible to be a KBPS student in my time, but I was that essentially. In my senior year, I spent more time at the station than I did in classrooms. Yet, I still graduated third in my class at Benson behind Roger Miller and Jim Greedfield. Not that it still bothers me that I was third. My favorite KBPS memory was spending an hour each morning with other early arriving students in the second floor lobby outside the doors to the station. We had various reasons to be there an hour before school. For example, my mom dropped me off on the way to her teaching job at Centennial High. But when I got my own car, I still came early for the camaraderie. Working at KBPS helped me earn a first-class radio telephone operator's permit, which in turn opened up a number of jobs that helped pay for my expensive MIT education. If there were no KBPS, I'd have had even more debt at graduation than I did. I wanted to be a disc jockey from ages 5 to 18. Even my KBPS experience could not overcome my lack of talent in that regard. But I've been the audio whiz in every company I've ever worked for, and have produced dozens of audio programs and a few CDs of music by myself and friends. And I spent a minute a week on public television for 10 years. My advice to current KBPS students is to go to class instead of hanging around the station during the day, if free passes to go to the station are still a thing. And of course, the old guy advice. Enjoy every moment. KBPS is likely to be the most fun you'll ever have. I've been excited about the 100th anniversary ever since I co-hosted the 75th with Bruce Murdoch. So few things last a century, and I was looking forward to celebrating a station that has nurtured, trained, and encouraged so many young people and turned out so many famous broadcasters.
It's PIL Football Preview Day on Summer Sound Sports, and it looks like a great season is in the works. Good morning, it's 11:15. I'm John Dakin with Summer Sound Sports. 2 weeks from today, the Portland Interscholastic League 1980 football season will open up for another year, and it looks like it should be a great year, too, for both PIL Districts 1 and 10, with wide-open fights for five playoff berths. In District 10, Benson, Grant, Madison, Marshall, Franklin, Cleveland, and Wilson will be fighting for three state playoff berths. In District 1, Jackson, Jefferson, Roosevelt, Lincoln, Adams, and Washington Monroe will fight it out for the two spots at state. Both divisions look like they should be great fights.
Hi, this is Joel Kelly from Summer Sound 1983 and 1984, trying to wrap my head around the fact that it's been 40 years since I first walked up the stairs to the old AM broadcast booth at Benson to audition for KBPS. I had always loved radio and made tapes of myself as a kid pretending to be a DJ. It never occurred to me it might be something I could actually do. I have vivid memories of meeting Kevin Flink for the first time, and I still have the letter he sent me to let me know I was hired. I don't think either of us could have imagined 40 years later we'd still be talking about it, along with all the other great people I got to spend those two summers with as part of the news crew, including our landmark 1984 World Tour. Summer Sound taught me a lot about myself and my abilities as a communicator. I learned things that have followed me through my life and helped me in my career as a fundraiser for nonprofit organizations. I wish I could be there for the 100th anniversary celebration to see all the folks who've meant so much to me over the years, but I will be there in spirit and always be grateful I was part of the amazing story of KBPS. That's it for now, but always remember, mail moves the country and zip code moves the mail. Back to you, and thanks.
Hi, I'm Donna Negus, class of 1983. Wow, KBPS, a centenarian. I dare say, and I mean no impropriety, you look simply ravishing, dear. KBPS was my first radio experience and my current radio gig, so it's come full circle. I do a show and operate the radio board for games and school board meetings, so I'm a DJ, jock, announcer, air personality, pilot of the airwaves, or whatever we're called these days, and I'm a board operator, and no, it's not spelled B-O-R-E-D. Radio's a blast. Admittedly, I've tried to leave the industry due to its instability, but it won't let me. It stalks me, like in the Final Destination movies, but with less gore. So let's go back a whopping 40 years, because who doesn't like being reminded of how old they're getting? I was co-editor of my high school newspaper, hoping to study journalism at U of O, become a duck, and perhaps a magazine writer, but fate had other plans, like Final Destination. A school counselor informed me of a minority broadcasting scholarship, and being half Filipina qualified me. I could be Filipina and do something other than nursing? Really? Cool. I had never considered radio, but the scholarship was too good to pass up, covering everything but lunch, tuition, fees, books, and a bus pass. I could live at home, go to school, get a degree, and pay zilch, so I applied. I was interviewed by a large panel of very important leaders in Portland, and not even too scary, including Vern Chapman, a CEO at Nike, Margaret Carter, who became my counselor at PCC and later went into politics and became a representative and then a senator, and Dr. Patricia Swenson, the renowned station manager at KBPS, who encouraged me to try out for Summer Sound. I did win the scholarship, which was awarded to one girl and one boy in Portland. Kismet was the moon in the seventh house? It felt esoterically auspicious. I auditioned for Summer Sound at KBPS, and guess what? I received a rejection letter. But Kevin Flink, the radio teacher at the time, called and told me to ignore the letter as more funding was provided. Fate again. We had three jocks and the rest of us were newscasters. We did mainly rip and read news back when we sifted through reams of paper on a teletype machine to find stories and rip them from the printer. We also did the occasional interview. I had a lot to learn. I was quite the neophyte. Well, you have to start somewhere. You practice, improve, and learn on the job, no matter how cringeworthy at times. It's much more doable when you have a patient leader like Kevin. He taught us, managed us, put up with, and even embraced teenage shenanigans and saw our potential. And that's what KBPS is about, recognizing potential, guiding students, giving them a chance to learn, grow, gain experience, polish their skills, and expand their knowledge in an ever-changing, ephemeral technological world. But we're staying alive, staying musically relevant, keeping the sound fresh with teen sound as well as that old-time rock and roll. Got Beatles? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Got Elvis? Oh-ho-ho. The variety keeps it interesting. I've worked at 15 radio stations. Did I mention the biz is unstable? I've played many formats, including pop, adult contemporary, classic rock, oldies, heavy metal, country, alternative blues, and new age. And with Scott's extensive knowledge of older music and deeper tracks, some I've never heard of, Jacob's love of various genres, and my experience, I think we have the music pretty well covered. Yay, team. KBPS, they say it's your birthday, so happy birthday to you. 100, wow. Now go blow out those candles before the air quality index goes berserk.
My name is Leslie Franklin Fow. I am the class of 1986, and you had wanted to know what titles. Let's see. I was the chief of staff of KBPS student staff and the first female to hold that title.
Were you, what is your favorite KBPS memory?
That's a tough one. I think that we had done some 19 magazine work, so we developed a nighttime show that ran in the evenings, and we were able to play popular music just like any other radio station in town, and we really kind of emulated a real big-time music station.
Now, you mentioned that you were the chief of staff, but something you didn't mention, you were the first female chief of staff. What did that look like, and what was your responsibilities as the chief of staff?
Well, just as chief of staff, what we were able to do is really kind of integrate and have a voice within what the programming looked like, what the opportunities were for people in the community. So we were able to kind of help foster some of the collaboration between what other community aspects and shows were doing. Like, this was before KBOO kind of came on, and, you know, really trying to give some community members a voice and saying that even though we're students, we're still part of the community and we can still make a difference.
Can you tell us about how KBPS affected your life and your career?
Oh, my goodness. So because of my time at KBPS, I was able to learn, I utilize a lot of my skills, which one of them being talking, but another one, I had a nice degree of manual dexterity, so I liked electronic things. So I really loved the aspect of being able to set up the remotes. I was able to do some voice work because I realized that I love talking on the radio. I love reading books. I love on the radio. I actually, the way I started out wanting to be on KBPS was actually I was in second grade and I won a contest for being a really good reader. So part of what we won was we got to go to KBPS as a second grader and read a story on the air. And I'm pretty sure it was just recorded, but we were really excited. We got to use all of the fun sound effect things, shutting the doors. And it was just an experience that I never forgot. And I always knew that I wanted to come back. So when I went to high school and was looking at which high schools to go to, that is exactly why I wanted to come to Benson.
My name is Chris Sargent, and I'm a 1987 alum from Summer Sound. Well, I was a graduate of Cleveland High School, and so I went to Cleveland, but I spent my afternoons coming over to KBPS. Kevin Flink was a huge influence, along with Dr. Swenson, who taught me the general manager rules. But you know, it was a great experience, and I started out on 19. Teen Magazine, and then also as a fill-in for the DJs, and also helped out with Summer Sound and was a DJ there. Typically, DJs did not come from other high schools. They were supposed to be Benson students. Kevin made an exception but challenged me because I was not really great at reading news. And this is something that's helped me in my career all the way along was he said, well, you're going to have to do a lot of jobs when you get to a real radio station, which I totally understood. That's why I was part of the business magnet program and part of DECA at Cleveland High School, because I felt that I needed to have if I was going to pursue a career in broadcasting, that I had to understand the business side of it. So I was horrible at reading news. They wouldn't even let me on the air. The first time I tried out for Summer Sound, I read news, and Kevin said, yeah, try again. but I ended up getting the DJ program, and he said, well, there's a DJ switch day, and where the DJs have to read news, so you better be ready for it. So I would read the Oregonian every day at the house, and I'm sure that a few of my family members walked in at me sitting at the dining room table reading the Oregonian. He's still talking to himself. I was like, yeah, okay. So came that day at the end of the summer where we have to do switch day, and in the old KBPS building, which a lot of you probably remember at the, because I don't think this exists anymore. The front of the auditorium was where all the daytime production happened, and there was the big old 1930s studio with the piano in it and the big old RCA microphone. And so you sit down and you're sitting in front of that, and you're just in that cold room all by yourself, and there's people that can stare in through two windows over here and another production studio. And you can see all of them looking in at you, watching you. Like, oh, this is wonderful. And I actually did a pretty good job. And then coming back in through the double doors that they had, I heard one door open. Heard another. First guy through there was big old, I mean, if you have not, everybody here has met Kevin Flank. And Kevin is just big, and he had a grin from ear to ear. And he goes, somebody's been practicing. The encouragement that gave me to go on and do what I've done, and running some very very powerful brands and being very lucky to very fortunate to have the kind of career I've had, I think it all traces back to some of the basic lessons that I learned here at KBPS.
Happy birthday, KBPS! This is Trask Russell, an alum of the program, both as a student and a instructor teacher. I graduated high school in 1992 and spent 3 years in the sports program and a couple summers doing Summer Sound, and then came back in the early 2000s as the instructor supervisor of the sports program. And I have many positive memories of the program and the station, both during my broadcast days as a student and also as an instructor. Some of my students are currently still in broadcasting, and it makes me very proud. The program is a very valuable asset, and I have many positive memories. Anyway, I just wanted to wish a happy birthday to everyone who's been associated with the station and the program. Happy 100th. Here's to 100 more. Take care.
Hi, this is Frank Lindsay, KBPS class of 1993. I was part of 19 Magazine and also Summer Sounds 91, 92, and 93. And also a co-producer of the program Portland High Life. My favorite KBPS memory is probably one that was from before I ever became part of the program, and it was what inspired me to get involved with it. I was sitting in my basement in the summer of 1990. This was the summer between my freshman and sophomore years. And I was aware that there was a radio station at Benson, and I knew about KBPS. My brother had gone to Benson, and he was part of it, too. He was part of the program. And I hadn't really thought much about it until this one night I decided to turn it on and see what they were doing. And it was Summer Sound. And they were playing rock and roll music. I was like, cool. And this guy comes on, and he says, hey, if you got any requests, give me a call, 280-5830. I remember that number 30-plus years later. And I called him up, and I said, play me some U2, Where the Streets Have No Name. A couple songs later, boom, he plays it. And I thought that was the coolest thing. It was so immediate and right there. And then I thought, in that moment, I'm like, I want to do that. I want to be the guy on the other side taking requests. How cool would that be? That's pretty amazing. It's pretty humbling to know that it's been around that long, and I'm just thankful and proud to have been a part of it for a short time. Well, thanks for listening to this babbling old alum. I'm Frank Lindsay, KBPS class of 1993. Thanks, KBPS, for everything. Happy 100th birthday.
We're about to celebrate 100 years of KBPS, and in doing so, we'd like to speak to the people who are part of that history, the alums of Benson High School and the KBPS class. I'd like to thank our guest for joining us, first of all, and get an introduction here. In brief, who are you?
Well, most people will remember me as Jenny Nelson, and now, my married name, I am Jen Gantner, class of 1997. I worked Summer Sound every year that I was in KBPS and loved it. That was one of my favorite kind of summertime hobbies when we weren't in school. And then I won the Patricia Swenson Award my graduating year of 1997, so my name is on the plaque. And then I also, when I graduated high school, was called back as an actual employee of KBPS and worked for the classical station. I ran the board Monday through Thursday nights from 8 to 11 p.m. So I did that for 2 years after I graduated high school as well. So I was with KBPS for many, many years. Oh my gosh, I couldn't be more excited. I couldn't be more honored to be an alumni and be a part of it. I cannot wait for the different events that we're having and getting to see some of my old friends, other KBPS alumni, getting to meet students like yourself. It's so exciting. I couldn't be more proud.
Thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you.
My name is Milo, KBPS class of 2023. Thank you, KBPS, and happy 100th anniversary.
Hey, I'm Dylan Vershon, class of 2003, and also longtime KBPS, I guess former employee at this point. I was a student at KBPS from 2001 until I graduated in 2003. After that, I worked Summer Sound, and I actually got hired by the station as a board operator and eventually became the runner of the sports program, which I did until 2020. I was involved here for a long time. I also worked as an engineer here at KBPS. And when the pandemic happened, I produced some specialty programming that maybe you heard here and there for the station. So I have been very involved with KBPS for the better part of over 20 years now.
I'll mention the Fish Fantasy shows. We've had a lot of folks reach out and say it's great stuff, and so we hope that maybe you'll do another one of those sometime.
Yeah, I will say too, that's something I'm very proud of, having put those together. It was a tremendous amount of work, but I think they turned out pretty good. Basically, I created the old-time radio version of a Fish show experience. Fish is a rock and roll band, for anybody listening that doesn't know. And when the pandemic started, I put together some specialty programs, and I think we successfully took folks' minds off of the pandemic for a few hours on a couple of weekends. So, that was a pretty cool thing. But yeah, maybe some more stuff coming up down the road. I've got some ideas to keep it fresh and some alternate things, but we'll keep that in the weeds for now.
I'm Jonathan Juwade. I was a Benson class of 2003. I was chief of staff at KBPS and also had a short stint as the host of the lunch crew. Yeah, I loved KBPS. Kevin and Steve were always awesome. Felt like father figures and really family members. Loved it so much that I came back and volunteered for a couple of years. But while I was walking the halls of C-Wing, in KBPS, I remember specifically the lunch crew, man. It was myself, Justin Rossman, whose name was, Big Moosey, and Jesse Whiteside, who I just learned was student of the year in 2003. He was sidekick Jesse. And, I can still remember, it's 11:42, time for the lunch crew on Kid Rhythm Radio. And we had our own show, man. And it was independent of Summer Sound. It was independent of any work. And those are the memories that I have, sitting next to the control board with food, trying not to get it on the control board, and just BSing, man. It was great.
What was your on-air name?
Oh, yeah, Jem and Jawad. Yeah, because my last name is Juwade, and no one can pronounce it, and oftentimes it was Jawad. So it was Jem and Jawad, Sidekick Jesse, and Big Moosey.
I am Sean Lewis Phillipson. I am Benson class of 2009. I started my sports casting program as a junior at Benson High School.
How do you feel about the 100th anniversary?
Well, I feel honored to, one, be a part of history. If I wasn't around KBPS, I wouldn't know where the station would be. It's amazing. It's almost like I'm running out of adjectives to describe it because maybe everyone has said something differently about KBPS. It's amazing. It's awesome. It's incredible. It's a blessing. All of those adjectives that goes to it, you know, it's amazing. And there's no other way to say it other than it really is a historic meaning to be a part of the 100th anniversary for KBPS.
Hi, my name is Martin Michaud Couch, class of 2006. So I was in KBPS from 2004 to about 2006, sophomore through senior year, and then beyond as a summer sound person, did that for about 3 years. After that, we also competed in Skills USA, taking home the gold for nationals. And that was about it.
You were the part of the very first KBPS National Skills USA winners.
Yes, same with you.
Pretty cool stuff.
Right.
Good times. Hi, guys. My name is Jacob Patterson. I am KBPS Chief of Staff 2006, Summer Sound 2005, 2006, 2009, first KBPS National Skills USA winners 2006, Election Night co-anchor 2012-2022. I am the current KBPS instructor at Benson High School, taking over for my instructors and mentors, Steve Naganuma and Kevin Flink. So for all of our alums that may not be familiar with myself, I am the new KBPS instructor at Benson. To have a little fun, I will never forget the time that we were on air on Summer Sound, and our general manager, Bill Cooper, we were doing a live report of breaking news that was happening right outside the KBPS studios over there near Lloyd Center. The Franz Bakery and other folks were putting together the world's longest hot dog. And my on-air partner and I said, hey, wait a minute, this is a news story. We're a radio station. Why don't we actually like cover this news story? And we sent out the boss. We sent out the general manager on assignment to go report live from the scene of the hot dog. And I still have that air check today, which I saved all these years later. And I look back at that and I always chuckle about, we were the students making the boss do the work. And it was on the world's longest hot dog. That's always fun.
AM 1450 KBPS in Portland. This is the Nate and Jacob Show. And right now on the phone, we have our general manager, Mr. Bill Cooper, live from Franz Bakery.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
We're doing all right. What's going over there at the bakery? What's going on over there?
Well, they're trying to set a Guinness World Record for the longest hot dog bun and the longest hot dog. They got the 100-foot-long hot dog bun out of the oven just about maybe 20 minutes ago, and they have it on a long table outside the Franz building here on Northeast 12th, and now one of the bakers is patiently going down the long baking pan and splitting it in two, cutting it in half so they can slide a hot dog in it. They have a 100-foot-long hot dog that was manufactured over at a meatpacking plant in Pendleton and shipped over here, and they will unroll that off a spool and put it into the hot dog, and then four judges will, including City Commissioner Dan Saltzman, Helen Raptus from Channel 2, Bruce Murdoch from K103, and Jonathan Nicholas from The Oregonian, will all certify in writing to the Guinness Book of World Records that it is indeed a continuous, unbroken, 100-foot-long hot dog bun and hot dog, and they will hold the record. And they smashed the record because the old record was only 56 feet.
Oh, ouch. Almost doubled that, didn't they? Are they going to add any, like, condiments to it, like ketchup?
No, this is strictly a plain hot dog and bun routine here. They don't want to muck it up. And then they they're going to carry it across the Burnside Bridge, I believe, and down to Pioneer Courthouse Square to put it on display tomorrow, because Franz is going to do a big event. They're celebrating their 100th anniversary, and they're going to go down and do a big event down there tomorrow. But right now they're in the process of putting together this 100-foot-long hot dog and hot dog bun. And they just so reached cool. the end. So you may have to hear some cheering in the background. They just got the bun sliced in half, in two. So there's, you know, like a normal hot dog bun.
This is so funny.
They will start. Well, it's pretty high on the goofy meter, that's for sure.
Yeah. Well, I know that if I weren't on air, I would be there right now watching this hot dog.
Yes.
Be placed together.
Okay, I see one of the bakers now wheeling the roll of hot dog up to the end of the bun, and they will start unrolling it and laying it into the hot dog here in the next few minutes. So it should be quite a sight to see.
This is our general manager, Bill Cooper, live down at Fran's Bakery here on Northeast 12th, where they are about to put together the world's biggest hot dog.
And remember, between, what was it, Bill, 12th and Burnside?
It's closed. The street in front of Fran's Bakery, starting at Flanders down for a block towards Burnside, is closed to traffic, so they can people are out here. Got quite a large crowd here this morning, so it's a lot of interest in seeing how this is all coming together.
Thank you, Mr. Cooper. We'll be getting a hold of you very soon.
Okay.
This is AM 1450 KBPS in Portland. That was our general manager, Bill Cooper, live down at Fran's Bakery.
Sweet.
So, wow, the world's biggest hot dog. Yeah.
Not only that, we had Bill Cooper on the air.
Oh, yeah.
On the Nate and Jacob Show.
Oh, we were so
Heck
cool.
Yeah. We were so cool.
Well, back with sports now, the Oregon Flat Track Motorcycle Championship. We may get through this yet.
I doubt it.
The flat track.
Flat track.
With me assisting today is Mr. Murdoch. Mr. Murdoch, can you read this article?
Sure. I know.
Take it away, Briz.
The Oregon Flat Track Motorcycle Championships will be held Sunday at Coos Bay, Kencal Park Speedway. Flat track racing involves the continuous The continuous circling of the track. Registration is set for 4 p.m. with the first race slated at 6 in the evening.
Believe it or not, Bruce, I wrote that article, and I have another Okay, courses on hunter safety and hunter survival will be offered by the Oregon Museum of Science and Industry on September 4th, 5th, and 6th. The course is for those under 18 who need a certificate of competency, whatever that is. The free course is being taught by the Oregon Game Commission.
Competency,
all right. Thank you very much, Bruce. Reservations may be made by calling OMSI.
The $300,000 for the kindergarten program would be matched with $200,000 in state funds. The state legislature approved public kindergarten as a statewide policy in 1973. Two toll bridges spanning the Columbia River soon will be free to people who will be driving over the Columbia River. Fees will be removed from the Umatilla Bridge on August 30th and from the bridge at the Dow on November 1st, officials said Monday.
When word came Sunday that Nolan Ryan of the California Angels had just pitched, let's start this son of a again. I'm sorry, I didn't give it an introduction.
Good afternoon. I'm Bruce Murdoch, and it's time now for Sunday Consumer Scoop. A program of news and tips for consumers, Sunday Consumer Scoop is produced in cooperation with the Oregon Consumer League and the General Services Administration. It's been one of those days.
This is your London Echo, and in the studios, the BBC in London, this is Peter Lee Wright. A palobolus is a phototropic fungus that grows on potatoes and horse.
Should I have said something? What about the next time? How can I get away with not eating when I go to visit her? Help me, please. Love her butt.
Come on over by the bushes, and this time you sit on me till it gets dark and we go home without giggling and twittering and... But Shadow! There, the bushes are thicker here. Now sit down. Back up fast and sit down fast or you're liable to miss me. And, Donegal, don't miss.
I didn't.
Trick or treat.
Oh, no, not you again.
Hey!
The second season for the Portland Civic Theater's summer repertory on stage ends Saturday with a final performance of the Broadway hit Company. The curtain opens at 8:30 p.m. The three productions, headed by Gene Davis Buck, Bill Dobson, and Glenn Gower as directors and designers, included the satirical musical Company, the nostalgic and lively Dames at Sea, and Chekhov's Three Sisters.
Then we invite you to listen to KBPS for the live broadcasts of the three-day symposium to be held at Lewis and Clark College on this subject beginning Monday, May 12th. A panel of outstanding speakers, including Iran's prime... you, Blake. Then we invite you to listen to KBPS for the live broadcasts of the three-day symposium on this subject to be held at Lewis and Clark College beginning Monday, May 12th. A panel of...
that joke took a long time to affect, you know that?
Ooh. Jack McCone, manager of the Royals, instead decided to stick with Bruce Dal Kenton. I thought Bruce was the best guy... I can't say Bruce now, damn it. In other American League games, Oakland edged Cleveland 3-2, and Bruce...
Sports, the week in review. A review of the top sporting... I'm going to have to write that part over.
Son of...
Van was later named head coach of the Philadelphia 76ers. Ron Ward, the second leading scorer in the World Hockey Association last season, considers himself a free agent after the New York Raiders, now the New York Golden Blades.
Who did that?
Crap.
And that's a look at sports for this Wednesday evening. Nats. This is Thursday, isn't it?
With this in mind, he pursued the idea and turned the team over to Jack Dunn. Over the years, Dunn has fondled Renault's hopes and wishes with extreme...
Ross.
I'd like to have some way interest in a major league club.
Hi, this is Fran Garvin sitting in for Patty Yost and bringing your community calendar. A Sunday band concert. Oh, my God.
And Sue, I want to introduce you to Scott and Heidi, my two nephews, or my nephew and niece.
Goodbye.
The first two programs of Summer Forum 73 were concerned with the gasoline shortage, from the viewpoints of both the oil companies and the gasoline dealers. So a price freeze on gasoline and diesel fuel has... It is... No.
Oh, yeah?
Is that right?
I need a transition here, and I can't come up with one.
Many people have said that, yes.
And now bloopers from Summer Sound 2022.
That was She Cries Alone by Skeletal Family. You're listening to AM4250 KBPS. My name is Irene. Hello. You know who is not crying alone? Me, because I am surrounded with friends and loved ones. But you know who is? People who listen to Weezer.
In Hong Kong, the oldest male giant panda has died at 35 years old, which would be the human equivalent of 105 years old. His name was An An, and his health had been getting worse and worse over the last few days. If you love animals and enjoy working with people, check out the Oregon Zoo. You can find out more information about being a zoo volunteer by calling 503-525-4273 or on the web at oregonzoo.org.
Hi-ho, everyone. Kermit here, trying to test out the new microphone. It's pretty, it seems to be working. I can't get Miss Piggy in to test the other one, but maybe I can.
You are listening to Summer...
One, two, 3 o'clock.
Oops. Next up, we got Rock Around the Clock by Bill Haley and the Comets. 8 o'clock, rock.
And we're back with your news. It is currently 2:01 p.m. In the KBPS News Center.
We're testing a microphone, Joe. Don't worry. Save it and email it to me so I can put it in the blooper.
I know Mondays can be rough, so I hope that we helped you have a little bit less rough Monday.
Oh, such a note. I mean, I had a pretty nice Monday for today. It's Mondays, but Mondays. Good Monday when you listen to KBPS. Thanks for listening, everyone. We'll be back first thing tomorrow. No, that's a lie. We'll be back 10:30 tomorrow with more music, news, weather, all that fun stuff. And you can come by and see all sorts of really talented people. Excuse me. All sorts of really talented people.
Are you about to swear? Hello? Oh, yeah. Yeah, this is too loud. One, two, three, four, out of clear, down, war. It's too loud. Why is it so loud?
You're listening to AM 1450, KBPS Portland.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. I'm definitely doing that.
When we laugh, it goes...
So just don't laugh?
No, that's your microphone.
No joy in the audio room.
Okay, start talking.
Hey there, everyone. Kermit the
normal,
Frog here.
Normal.
My name is Giovanni Fejaro. Welcome to the KBPS Talkback Line. Call 503, whatever our number is, to call in and get a request so then you can play whatever music you want. You're listening to AM 1450, KBPS Portland. Even me, an Italian, listens to KBPS Portland because it gives me free pasta.
Good morning, my name is Gio.
And my name is Jonathan.
We're live from KBPS, Summer Sound, AM 1450, Portland at Marshall Campus, Benson. Next song coming up is Footloose by Kenny Loggins, and we'll be back with the weather right after with the news right after that.
Welcome back to KBPS. My name is Zip, and I'm going to be back with the news right after D-Doo-Doo-Doo-D-Da-Da-Da by the police.
The problem is we're going to have to turn off the fans.
Union Pacific. Specifically, Pacific is about specific as it gets. Specifically, specific is about as specific as Pacific is.
I am Gio, your morning DJ, and it seems we have a voicer, listener. We had a listener call in.
You're listening to AM 1450 KBPS. Up next, we've got ID Legal by Gloria Four. Thank you all for listening today.
You're listening to the voice of the Portland Public Schools, KBPS Portland.
What's up, everybody? You've been listening to some Elvis Presley, and live in the studio, we have Elvis right here next to us.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, look out. My name's the King, baby, and let me tell you something. I really like when you play my song on KBPS because I'm the King, man, and we just had lunchtime, so I'm going to have me one of them fried nanner and peanut butter nanner sandwiches, man, and you got some more King queued up, right?
Of course. What do you think of your song, Viva Las Vegas?
Man, that's one of the best songs, man. When you're the king, man, every song is gold, right? But, you know, that's one of my most popular songs, and everybody wanted to hear that song. You know, it's one of the most requested songs from the king, but they're all good. Y'all are good.
Yeah, well, then let's hear it. Let's give them what they want. Here's Viva Las Vegas by Elvis Presley.
Elvis, you're my superhero.
You're my superhero, too, man.
Happy birthday, KBPS. 100 years. Wow, a great milestone. This is Rory Martindale from Anderson Construction on the Benson renovation. We're taking really good care of your school, getting it ready for the next 100 years, and looking forward to the students being back here. So congratulations and happy birthday.
On behalf of the City Council and by extension the city itself, a proclamation. Whereas radio station AM 1450 KBPS was first granted a license to broadcast on March 23, 1923, on the campus of Benson Polytechnic High School. And whereas AM 1450 KBPS forever affected the lives of the Portland community, present and past students, staff, and faculty. And whereas AM 1450 KBPS continues to be run from the campus of Benson Polytechnic High School, owned by the Portland Public School District, with the mission to enrich the lives of youth that major in the radio broadcasting program. And whereas AM 1450 KBPS broadcasting majors and neighborhood schools accepted to the radio station's Summer Sound Youth Job Program experienced a professional work environment to elevate their future. And whereas, AM 1450 KBPS has been dedicated to the diverse listeners in Portland by curating a unique educational program that has helped launch the past, present, and future careers of local and national broadcasters and working professionals, while also serving the community by promoting events, local stories, and people of interest. And whereas, thousands of listeners across the Portland metropolitan area, Oregon, and the United States, and indeed even the world, listen daily for music and programs that cater to the diverse tastes in music. And whereas, the City of Portland wishes to recognize AM 1450 KBPS for their contributions throughout the City of Portland. Now, therefore, I, Ted Wheeler, Mayor of the City of Portland, Oregon, the City of Roses, do hereby proclaim March 23rd, 2023 to be AM 1450 KBPS Centennial Day in Portland and encourage all residents to observe this day.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.